Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I was a bad girl this weekend. And I am so happy. I finally went to my first buffet post-COVID. And if you live in Las Vegas, you really go through buffet withdrawal because Las Vegas is like the buffet capital of the world. We know how to do buffets. We know where to put the plates. We know the perfect temperature of the plate, where it's just hot enough to keep the food, but not too hot where you can't hold it. And there's plenty of room and there's a little lip on the plate such that if your powdered eggs are about to fall over, there's just that perfect lip on that plate to keep the powdered eggs. And it just, I mean, the way we do buffets in Las Vegas is to die for. It's fantastic. And COVID killed the buffet. You couldn't have buffets. I'm in casinos, you know, for events, and you see the buffet, the square footage of the buffet, closed. You're like, there's no buffet. And buffets are really, really bad for your diet, but they're fantastic from a value standpoint because you're like, all right, I can eat whatever the heck I want. I can get whatever array of food I want, whatever, what's the word for it? It's a pretty easy term, but I can't think of it because I'm in a coma fog from my food, from my buffet. I had a buffet coma variety. Get whatever variety you want, and then you could also get dessert, because most of us don't spend money on dessert because we spend too much money on the meal. But at the buffet, the dessert's included. So you get your dessert, so buffets are great. So for my husband, you know, because he's always barbecuing, and we always make him work and barbecue and all that, and I'm not really a big barbecue fan because I don't like the black charcoal on my food. I get all nervous about eating that. I'm like, we're going to go and get a brunch for you. So we went to this one restaurant, and they did a good job, but I don't want to give the name just in case I embarrass them with this. What was funny about how they did it was they did a fantastic job, and it was delicious. But you could see that it was a restaurant not built for a buffet, and they were like, we're just going to throw the food down, right? And we're going to throw the food down before we get mauled. And I'm watching people come in, and you see people light up going, oh, my gosh, this is a buffet. And you start to see them speed up. This really should be a scientific experiment where somebody observes the behavior of a buffet. So I'm sitting there, you know, waiting for my Diet Coke. And because I'm like, okay, you know, I got to cut the calories. And you start to see people see the food. And then they start walking faster. And then they start walking faster. And then they immediately grab a plate. Then they grab a plate. And in a buffet, you always put the cheapest food first, right? Either the salad or the eggs. So you see them pile up on the eggs and pile up on the French toast and pile up on that. Well, me, I'm very, very keen. I mean, I know how these buffets work. And I know that there's surprise eats later on down the buffet line. So I get there and, you know, I love powdered eggs. So I'm like, okay, yay, powdered eggs because I really like it like a Brit. And then I throw my baked potatoes on there. And then I'll put some syrup on there so it's like all nice and yummy. Well, all of a sudden, my plate is full. And if you go down the line, they're just tables. It's not even like a buffet setup. Like, there's some chafed dishes, but they're just tables. And then there's a bowl of shrimp. And I don't eat shrimp, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a shrimp buffet? And then you see, like, bowls of lettuce and salad, and nobody's going to the lettuce. Everybody's leaving the lettuce alone. They're all going to the meat. But then they had, like, fajitas over here. They had nachos over here. They had, like, an omelet station over here. They had some yummy beef over here. So now all of a sudden your plate is full. So you got to go and you got to get a second plate. You don't want to walk around with two plates. So I go back and I put my plate down. Meanwhile, my boys are already eating, you know, and they're actually eating salad like good boys. I'm like, well, don't eat my stuff. So then I go back for my second plate. I didn't even eat the first because I realized I didn't want to eat the first. I wanted to eat the meat. I didn't know there was meat. There was meatloaf and all sorts of stuff. So then I go and I pile that, and you see, like, the desserts ahead, and they purposely do that. They go, okay, save room for dessert, and because I don't want you to eat the expensive meat. So I'm trying to get more meat. Meanwhile, I'm seeing the chocolate and the cheesecake and things like that, and I'm like, okay, this is a nice buffet. Meanwhile, my husband's like, I really need to diet, and I'm like, well, I need to diet, too. Maybe this is a mistake. And now, here comes the lunch rush. So all of a sudden, you hear this, and you're like, oh, God, what's going on? And you start hearing shaking. You're like, why is there shaking? Well, they're shaking because a whole bunch of people now are coming up. And they saw the buffet chafing areas, too. And now they saw the meat. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I need to warn them because I need to get out of here in one piece. And they're going to be loading up on the eggs. And then they're going to storm the meat. So I help. When I'm at a buffet line, I help. So I go up to people and I go, you know they have this. Or they have this over here, they have this over here. And they're like, really? So, you know, they want to tip you because they think you work there. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 that's okay. And so I like to help steer the line because, you know, I brought my mom. You know, my mom's older, and I didn't want my mom to get trampled. You know, because my mom, when she goes up to a buffet line, she's like, she likes to ask about the ingredients. So she likes to try to find somebody who's working there and go, what is the sauce on this? Is it a cream sauce or a bordeaux? Okay, it doesn't matter. It's just a sauce. Put on a man. Just eat the damn chicken. Oh, it's chicken? I thought it was fish. It looks like fish. They're like, Mom, there's signs. Just read the signs. So as my mom's kind of looking, I'm like, okay, she's going to get stampeded because here comes more of the breakfast rush. And I'm like, maybe I should just get her whatever. The problem is if I offer to get my mom her plate, she gives me just too many instructions. And I can handle maybe 7 instructions, but by the 8th, I want to yell. So I say, to heck with this, I'm going to go, I'm going to eat, I'm going to take my food. Meanwhile, you see the running, you see that, and I'm thinking to myself, I better call 911 in case somebody has a heart attack or somebody knocks over my mom. Well, we all finally make it. We all finally get to the table. We all finally eat. And it was fantastic. It was a yummy buffet, and Daddy didn't have to cook. Daddy didn't have to clean, so I made good on my promise of Father's Day, not making Daddy do all the work. But what was fascinating about it is it didn't have all the rules and the, okay, you need to clean your hands first. You need to have somebody serve you. The restaurant just threw the stuff just on tables and said, you guys have at it. And people were still clean about it. You know, I didn't see shrimp flying all over the place. I didn't see splatter. There was tater tots, and I dropped the tater tots, like, all over the place, you know, and I picked them all up, and I put them on my plate, and I threw them out so I wouldn't put them back. So overall, people did a really good job, but I was just happy that I finally got to my first buffet. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys know I love movies. I love Hollywood. I really love show business. And I appreciate the work that goes into these movies. But I also am finding Hollywood trip on itself and struggle when they don't necessarily have to struggle. And I guess Buzz Lightyear, the Lightyear movie, struggled this opening weekend. And people are blaming it's because a lot of Muslim countries had to ban it because there was a lesbian kiss. Or they got rid of Tim Robbins, who was conservative, and used Chris Evans, who isn't as conservative. And you're looking at all this, and you're like, okay, you know, if you are really about the art, you know, in Hollywood, then you don't let politics get in the way, and you don't let politics mess up your art. The problem is Hollywood is under so much fire for checking the boxes. And I told you guys with Top Gun. Top Gun was a good movie. But they in the beginning of the movie, it almost seemed passive aggressive in a way. I mean, if you didn't know better, it was like, all right, audience, you got to sit here. I got to check the box. We got to show there's a woman fighter pilot. Here's your woman. We got to show this. Here's this. And it almost was like, okay, just get through all the box checking so then we could sit back and enjoy the movie. And you don't necessarily have to do that. And having grown up in the 80s, I saw what happened with movies. And they did a phenomenal job being progressive in movies without making it look like they had a gun to their heads and were forced to do it. For example, Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy was fantastic. When you watch Beverly Hills Cop and you watch the series of it, you didn't feel like, okay, guys, we have to make a movie that has an African-American in it as a lead, so we're going to make this work. It wasn't anything like that. That's what Hollywood is doing now. But back then, it was, guys, here's your lead. And he was awesome. Orange is the New Black, Laverne Cox, is the transgender inmate. She's fantastic. She is absolutely fantastic. It doesn't have this aura of, okay, we need to purposely cast, we need to have this role to check the box. It just flowed. It just worked. You had a fantastic actress. You had a fantastic role. You had a fantastic storyline. It didn't seem forced. And if Hollywood was able to do this before, why are they struggling so much now? I told you guys, in Lethal Weapon 3, Rene Russo played a female cop. And in the 90s, she surprised the screens by being this badass and being able to fight and do the roundhouse kicks and being able to kick somebody's butt. And they made it so iconic in that, where it didn't seem like it was progressive and it was forced. Like, you know, you believed the character. And this is the character that knew how to fight. And she did a better job than Mel Gibson's role and Danny Glover's role. And it worked. You were convinced and you didn't feel like, well, you know, they had to check the boxes. So apparently Buzz Lightyear had a rough weekend, paling in comparison to Jurassic Park and Top Gun. I think it still brought in about $51 million, which to me is still a great showing. But people are accusing it that the Buzz Lightyear had to spend so much time on woke and progressive elements interweaved into the story that people didn't want to see it. And I told you, Hollywood could solve its problem overnight. Just quit doing the check the boxes. You have enough storylines. You have enough fantastic actors, fantastic actresses. You have enough fantastic themes that you don't necessarily have to look like, okay, we are going to be in a poop load of trouble if we don't make sure we're inclusive of every single little thing. So let's do it. It looks forced, and then it's not natural. I mean, one of my favorite shows is Will and Grace. Will and Grace was fantastic. You have the characters, whether they're gay or straight, they did a fantastic job, and you didn't have to force it. The story worked. These things work. Same thing with Friends. With Friends, Ross was married to somebody who ended up falling in love with a woman, and now they are co-parenting the kid. The story flowed. It was believable. It didn't seem forced. And, you know, in America, being as diverse as we are, we have diversity. We have, you know, it shouldn't be so difficult for story writers to have storylines that encompass what our regular everyday life is. But instead, they try to force it into certain storylines. And then when they do it, you feel like, as the audience, like, okay, good. Did we satisfy it? Is anybody going to complain? Can we now get on with the movie? And that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's it. And I see this time and time again. for some reason, Disney felt like they had to include a same-gender kiss. I don't even think, you know, heterosexual kisses belong in Disney movies. You know, I find it very, very odd that the princess has to be saved, and then she has to stop everything and perform a sexual favor on the prince. Okay? Why isn't the prince kissing her? Why isn't the prince like, oh, let me kiss your feet, let me this, and you're like, oh, please. Yeah, you know, what, do we actually need any kiss? Do we need any lip on lip? I mean, I get that's how we were raised with the princesses and the princes, so now we're like, well, we also have to have now prince and prince kiss and prince and princess kiss. Is the kiss that necessary? You know, I think Hollywood needs to go back and do what they've done in these other movies where Samuel Jackson was talented and crushed the movie and you know, made that storyline work without you having to tell the audience, you see, this we casted to show diversity. It insults these actors and actresses that are diverse, that deserve the role because they can act and because they can make that role happen. And so, I told you guys, I thought Top Gun was a good movie, but it just seemed like they were like, you see, audience, we made a firefighter, one of the fighter pilots a woman, so everybody be happy. Why didn't they incorporate a little more story so she earns it? You're like, oh, damn, she's good. Oh, wow. Instead, it's okay, here's her female fighter pilot. Audience doesn't want that. The audience doesn't need that. The audience wants to be entertained. They want to fall in love with characters. They want to believe the characters. And if it's a good character, like Rene Russo in Lethal Weapon 3, or, oh my gosh, what did Eddie Murphy play? What was his name in Beverly Hills Cop? Axel Foley. You know, that is the best thing you could do to have a diverse, rich, powerful, successful Hollywood movie is cast the right person. Cast the people that make this work. And Eddie Murphy did it. Rene Russo did it. Laverne Cox did it in Orange is the New Black. Okay? Find the people. Give them the role of that shines there. Because that's what it's about. I mean, you could put me in a movie with Viggo Mortensen and I might flop. But you put me in with Michael Fassbender, you're like, oh my God, that was the sexiest, sex scene ever. So you got to kind of put us in, you know, with the right people. Although I think I could do a good sex scene with Viggo Mortensen too. So apparently with Disney, like, they took out Tim. Oh my gosh, what's his name? Tim Allen. They took him out of Buzz Lightyear. If Tim Allen did a successful Buzz Lightyear, and Chris Evans is a fantastic actor, but if Tim Allen made a successful Buzz Lightyear, why was he removed? Is it because somebody was afraid of the politics? So he supported Trump, maybe. Get politics out of the movies. Get politics out of Hollywood. We don't want it. People go to the movies to escape. We wanted politics out of sports, but somebody keeps saying that politics has to be in there. Somebody keeps interjecting it. And that's going to be Hollywood's fall. Just put the people in there that crush that role. They're diverse anyway. And then you don't have to show that, you don't have to, like, oh, yeah, see, I forced it. It doesn't have to be forced. We got enough talented people that are making these roles happen. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A teen is dead and three others are injured, including an officer, after a shooting in Washington, D.C. overnight at an unlicensed music festival called Mochella. Robert Bo Nettleton, a county commissioner in Valverde County, Texas, is reporting they are going to step up busing illegal immigrants from border towns to other communities. He says, quote, "It will relieve some of the pressure off the border communities, but then it's going to create a problem in other communities," end quote. Small businesses have taken another hit in the hiring game. Companies with fewer than 50 employees have lost staffers in three of the past 4 months. That's according to ADP payroll data, even as employment at larger firms continues to grow. Owners of many small businesses say inflation has added to the pressures of an already tight job market. USA Radio News. As the consequences of some soft-on-crime DAs is being revealed, more victims are revealing people that should have been behind bars and not back out on the streets have changed their lives forever.
A suspect tied to a 2018 New York City stabbing death of a 35-year-old Army veteran and father is now out of jail on a plea bargain. The victim's mother, Madeline Brame, is now criticizing progressive district attorneys for this and other soft-on-crime plea deals. Appearing on Fox News Live, Brame says that progressive policies are not effective.
It's extremely important, not just for me, but also for the hundreds, if not thousands, of other mothers and families across this country who are fighting for justice and closure for the murder of their loved one.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a physician, and I know some of you are like, really? You don't sound like it. Well, I is. And as a physician, I like being involved. I like having a say. I like being involved. I like giving my input. But it seems to me that the world really doesn't want the doctor's inputs. And maybe it's because I made inputs plural when I didn't have to. Input is plural as it is. Maybe it's because people don't have access to their doctor. Maybe it's because doctors cost too much money. And I always thought in medical school that the concept of contraception, the concept of managing a pregnancy, the concept of delivering one, the concept of deciding to terminate a pregnancy was something that needed to be between a doctor and their patient and the family and the parents of the child, of the fetus. And even though that concept seems a little odd because we've been giving birth, we've been getting pregnant, we've been doing it without doctors, now that we have doctors involved as a doctor, I'm like, oh, wow, things are so much better. You know, we can protect people more. They won't make as many mistakes. We won't have that many unintended pregnancies. And so a doctor being involved can help guide the patient. Well, here we are in the year 2022, and we're being told that 1 in 5 pregnancies are getting aborted. We are being told that the ACA birth control benefit that's out there is not reaching people. All this money we're spending on birth control isn't reaching the people who need it. So the American Medical Association is thinking, do we just need to have birth control over the counter? There's something amiss. We have more birth control than we ever have. We have more condoms than we ever have. We have free birth control. The ACA guarantees free birth control. We have, condoms. We have IUDs. We have people skipping their period completely. Yet we have now, we are starting to hit, again, record number abortion numbers. That, I mean, I think we were at 1.5 million in the 80s. It went down, and now we're starting to go up each year, which means either birth control's not working, people don't have access to birth control, or people don't like it. They don't want to use birth control. So doctors, of course, feel like they need to do something. They need to get in and say something, because this is a little overwhelming. You know, when you are a doctor and you take care of fetuses, you know, it's hard to think that 1 out of every 5 is going to be terminated. Well, if it is because there's rape, there's that many rape, then my God, we need more police, or we need more, you know, crime control. We need, if it's incest, then we need to teach people, you know, who you can't sleep with in the family that, you know, qualifies as incest. But a good number are unwanted pregnancies, and we have an unwanted pregnancy problem if 20% from the Guttmacher Institute, if 20% of all pregnancies are being ended in abortion, then we need to figure out why we have an unintended pregnancy problem. So the American Medical Association has made a call to get birth control over the counter. They say providing patients with over-the-counter access to birth control is an easy call from a public health perspective, as the health risks of pregnancies vastly outweigh those of oral contraceptive use. That's according to AMA board member David Izus, MD. He wrote a public statement. He said access is one of the most cited reasons why patients do not use oral contraceptives, use them inconsistently, or discontinue use. Expanding the access would make it easier for patients to properly use oral contraceptives, leading to fewer unplanned pregnancies. Now, he makes a point. However, birth control is not 100% benign. I had a patient who died of birth control. Her doctor had her on a regular birth control dose. She took it exactly the way she was supposed to, and she ends up dead. Why? Well, she had a genetic predisposition to blood clots, and that birth control caused her to have multiple pulmonary embolism. And her parents told me that she died one weekend. And I go, what was she on? What was her birth control? It was just a normal run-of-the-mill birth control. But for her, yeah. I mean, it was her doctor's favorite. It was a good brand. Nothing wrong with the brand. But for her, it didn't work. And after that, I had urged that all women, insurance won't pay for it, but all women get genetic testing to see if they're at risk for blood clots. Any woman about to go on estrogen birth control, I feel, should be tested and screened to see if they have that potential to make blood clots. See, as it stands right now, if you're adopted or we don't know or we don't guess, it's once you get a clot, then we say, okay, no estrogen birth control. But I'd like to know before that, because this girl was young. So one concern I have with over-the-counter birth control is if it's the estrogen kind, how do we know that people might not be giving themselves blood clots? It's a rare side effect, but it is. Also, how do we know if some people might double up on their pills and not take them correctly? They might say, you know what? We had sex 3 times, so I better take 3 pills so I don't get pregnant. So doctors have a role. We always have had a role. And the world wants to get doctors out of the equation. And people just treat themselves. People have access themselves. And I get it because doctors are expensive. Their staff isn't coming in. The deductible is so high that insurance isn't paying. So then the doctor has to bill for their fees. And, you know, so people would like to avoid the doctor, especially with the recession coming. But keep in mind, birth control is not 100% benign. Birth control could also cause mood issues. Birth control could cause anxiety. It could cause depression. It could cause abnormal bleeding. And so if you are going to use birth control, there is an art to it. It could cause debilitating headaches. Am I a fan of birth control and people having access to birth control? I am. That's why I supported that part of the ACA. All right? We are going to provide free birth control to people. I just thought that would then equate to less abortions. It didn't. Abortions still went up. Which means this is an education issue. This is an access issue. You know, you might have, we have these Affordable Care Act plans. But if people aren't accessing the medical provider, if they're not getting their prescription, if it's too much of a pain in the butt to wait in line for an hour. And also, a lot of people, they don't like to take a pill. They don't like to take the pill. I did birth control pills. It was really hard to remember, especially when you're doing a 36-hour shift and your sleep is off. And if you don't remember to take a birth control regularly. So for some people, if they just can't do it, they can't, ascribe to the birth control, it's just too cumbersome, they won't do it. And then they won't do it correctly. So my question to you is, should birth control pills be over the counter? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then my next question is do we continue to still pay? At what is the taxpayers, what is their responsibility in terms of unwanted pregnancies? Do taxpayers, are they, by the Constitution, are they responsible for paying for birth control? Are they responsible for paying for abortion? Are they responsible because we might have a overpopulation? We might have a food shortage. And I mean, what is the responsibility of the taxpayer? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Personally, and I stand by this, I think a woman, her partner, her doctor, her family are the only ones that should be involved in the decision. Nobody should be asked to comment. Nobody should be asked to pay. Nobody should be asked to legislate. I think the feds should be completely out of a woman and her doctor's decision on what to do with the pregnancy. I think the state shouldn't be involved. I think nobody should be. I don't think there should be any laws. This is a medical condition. I don't think taxpayers should be paying. I think we got up into women's uteruses way inappropriately. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, for obvious reasons in the news, the question has come up, and I have been asked, when is it too old to shower with your children? When should your children stop seeing you naked? When are they too old? You're already too old, but when are the kids too old to be doing bubble bath with mommy and daddy? Or, you know, run into the bathroom, taking a shower with you. And I guess the subject came up because of a diary that was found written by Ashley Biden. Ashley Biden, according to WTRF, left her personal diary under a mattress in Palm Beach, Florida, halfway house when she was staying during a rehab stint. And the daughter had detailed her drug abuse, sex addiction, and being hypersexualized. She recounts times she showered with her father when she was young, something she allegedly wrote as, quote, probably not appropriate. She said, quote, I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad, parentheses, probably not appropriate. And the diary came to light after a Florida woman who stayed in the room with Ashley Biden vacated when she was there at the halfway house, discovered in 2020, sold it for $40,000 to a media organization, Project Veritas. According to Daily Mail, this woman, Amy Harris, is now being investigated by the FBI regarding her involvement with the diary, which the outlet says the Bidens allegedly reported were stolen in a burglary. And Project Veritas founder, James O'Keefe, and one of his journalists was targeted by federal agents who reportedly raided their homes in November 2021 searching for her diary, which they reportedly say was stolen. So the topic comes up. And I don't know how old Ashley Biden was when she showered with her dad or whatever, but there's no distinct, shall we say, age. You know, we don't necessarily say 7 years old and 2 months or something like that. But as a mom, I if we could go back to, you know, before the last couple centuries, okay? All right, clothing and bathing and going to the bathroom and getting things done, getting your business done or whatever, might not have had as much, shall we say, cloaking and privacy as it once did. I mean, in fact, my father's parents, they were poor. They only had one bedroom, so they lived in one room. So when the kids fell asleep, that's when the parents were able to have sex. Did they have sex with the kids in the room? Most likely. That a lot of parents who didn't have any, you know, two-bedroom apartment or house, if there was only a floor and one and a place to live and a small place to live, that's all they, you know, that's, they, you know, somebody's got to make a sister. So things had happened in the olden days that nowadays would be like, oh my gosh, somebody was conceived while the child was sleeping, you know, on the other side of the room or on the other side of the bed. That's how things happened. When you were poor, you did what you could. You changed, you went to the bathroom, you... So it wasn't uncommon for parents or their children to obviously be naked, be changing, bathing. It wasn't a big shock. With the rise of there being pedophiles and people assaulting people in the family and things like that, there has been a lot more concern of people not having family members of opposite gender bathe together or camp together. They've started to separate such that there wouldn't be possibly an uncle that could, you know, be looking at the niece or something like that. But that it wasn't always like that. As a mom, when you're a mom, you are blown away at how all the rules you think you're going to follow and establish don't get followed. So there's a meme I put up on Facebook and my Twitter for Father's Day. It shows a father being able to go to the bathroom in peace, playing on his phone. Yet mom, you know, you see, I don't know if it was the Mother Mary, but you see all the cherubs and everybody bothering her while she's in the bathroom. It's because, yeah, when you're a mom, you can't lock the door because, God forbid, there's an issue with the kid. You need to be able to run and get them. Going to the bathroom as a mom was always difficult. Because, you know, you didn't want to leave the kids away. I would have to, when they were, you know, toddler age, put them in the playpen, bring up the playpen to the potty, and then I would be in the potty, and I would be able to still keep an eye on them and know that they were fine. You know, or I'd bring them to the bathroom. When I had to fly to see my parents, and my kid was like only 3 months old, I had him on my papoose, and I put him on the bathroom hook, so he was like sitting like this. Right in the airplane while I was going to the bathroom because I didn't know what to do with my baby. You know, you got to take the baby in with you. So as a mom, your kids, you know, will if you are alone or you're a single mom or you don't have anybody else to help you, Those kids are coming into the bathroom with you. They're coming into the stall. And so you will have kids with you, sometimes 7, 8 years old, with you in the bathroom if they are not old enough to you know, be by themselves. You could bring them in the stall and say, face the door. And, you know, or you could have them right outside the stall saying, let me see your feed. But if you live in a society where kids are getting kidnapped, you don't care about nudity. You don't care about that. Those kids are with you. And same thing with dads. If a dad has a baby girl with him and there's a security issue, that he's not going to leave the girl alone in the men's room. That girl's going to come in with him. She'll have to hold her nose, but so, you know, the answer is obviously not a simple one, because when safety comes into play, you're going to have to take your kid into the public restroom with you. And you need to keep them close by. And yeah, if you're going to pee or whatever, they're going to see the ding dong. That happens. Kids can't see parents naked. Kids seeing parents naked is not a horrible thing. Parents are changing. They're running to get the phone. You know, I saw my parents naked. It happens. You see your parents naked. Now, what about showering? Right. Well, you know, when the kids are dirty, and your hot water, your hot water heater blew, and you're like, everybody get in. I would bathe with them and with my bathing suit on, if they were older. And I'm like, okay, guys, wash off. Maybe I'd have my bathing suit on or whatever. But for the most part, they, you know, they're boys. I didn't really have to deal with that. I don't know what the circumstances were with Joe Biden and if he did bathe with his daughter and how old she was. But, you know, kids love to go into the bubble bath with daddy. Kids love going into bubble baths. Kids love, you know, and so it isn't that uncommon to have a young child in the shower, you know, getting, you know, scrubbed, hair wash, all that. Okay, take the towel, go to mommy. In fact, when I watch the dog, I'm in the shower and I'll have Corey bring the dog in and then I'll wash the dog. It's easier sometimes to do it in the shower than for me to get on my knees. I'll wash the dog and then I'll give the dog to Corey and then I'll be able to wash off, finish my shower, whatever. So, yeah, and I do that with pets. I take a shower with my dog already. So, you know, it happens. But I always tell people it's when your child starts having questions and starts to notice differences, I think it's very important to start having boundaries. And I because children can be very descriptive and things can be misconstrued, I think by the time the child starts school and start, you know, that there probably should be less access to parental nudity, because they could say something at school saying, yeah, you know, I saw so-and-so's ding-dong. Okay, well, we've all seen our daddy's ding-dong. That's, you know, daddies have ding-dongs, trust me. My brothers, you know, it's ding-dongs, the dog's ding-dong. But once they start school, you might want to be more dressed when you bathe them, things like that, because it could be inferred wrong. But from a safety issue, if you got to take them into the toilet with you, you got to take them into the toilet with you. 1-877-DOCS-OUT.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.